Sometimes when a person speaks, they're speaking for others, and sometimes they're speaking for themselves. Eile hadvarim asher diber Moshe. The very beginning of our parsha starts by telling us that Moshe is speaking and he's sharing his thoughts. What's interesting is that most of the time when we see in the Torah Moshe speaking, it's vaydaber Hashem al Moshe le'mor. It's God speaking through Moshe. Why is it that here it's the words of Moshe as opposed to the words of God? Interestingly, Yirmiyahu also, the very beginning of Yirmiyahu, when he chastises the Jewish people, it says, Divrei Yirmiyahu ben Chilkiyahu. It's the words of Yirmiyahu. And yet, later on, in that very same parak, the Haftorah from 2 weeks ago, it says, Ko Amar Hashem, Zacharti l'chesed nurayich. When he praises the Jewish people, it's Ko Amar Hashem, so says God. Fabulous idea by the Alter of Slabodka. So beautiful. The Alter says, you know why? Because when it's Divrei Shalom, when it's beautiful words, it's inspiring, that's Mamar Hashem. But when it's Machloket, when it's fighting and disunity, then God says, I don't want to be part of it. Moshe Rabbeinu's final speech, Eile HaDvarim, it starts with words of rebuke to the Jewish people. Can you believe what you did? That's what it is. It's a story of the failure time and time and time again on the part of the Jewish people. That's what happens. And so because that's the nature of how it starts, God says, Moshe, that's from you. Eile HaDvarim. But when it comes from God himself, when it's Divrei Shalom, God says, I want to be part of that. Isn't that such a beautiful lesson for us as we enter into the days of Tisha B'Av just around the corner? What God is saying to us is, find opportunities for peace. Find opportunities for shalom. If you can do that, and guess what? I'm going to be there for all of you. Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe. I'm going to seal my name on a Ko Amar Hashem. But if not, if you're going to find yourselves in places of machloket, and it's one fight after another, God says, there, I'm not interested in being a part of it. It should be an inspiration to all of us to find our opportunity, find our voices of shalom, to be able to get along with one another. And when we do that, please God, we'll have the opportunity to hear the so many times of Ko Amar Hashem that are throughout Nach that promise us the days of redemption. Have a great day.